Chapter 56. Inappropriate. Inside the room, Finn remained ducked down and braced against the door.
Fuck, 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 he muttered before bringing up his cave of whispers again.
He wasted no time summoning up his new technique. 4 candle flames floated in the darkness. An additional 6 golden balls hovered off to the side, along with a partially filled golden moat. For the first time, Finn attempted to make an elemental splinter. Following instructions that had been implanted within his mind only recently, but that he knew intimately, he exerted his will in a very specific manner. In response to his whim, a structure that looked like it was made out of glass manifested in front of him. It was a clear rod with intricate tubules tracing through it like veins. 8 indentations were evenly spaced along its length. When he'd learned the technique, some of the knowledge he'd gained let him know that each spot was made to hold an elemental moat. Sadly, he didn't know exactly what happened after that. Looking into the darkness around him, he realized he now had a decision to make. Did he make an elemental splinter comprised of fire or life? Happily, that decision took almost no time at all. He needed to fuck some people up, so... From what I've tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. He'd just have to hope that the 5 motes of fire he had left would be enough. It turned out that visualizing the empty glyph was the easy part. Moving the first mote of fire element into one of the 8 slots on the glyph was a good deal harder. When he'd cultivated elemental motes with his whisper ability, each round of cultivation had been harder than the one before. It was like he was trying to squeeze something into a vessel that was already full. Wrangling the first mote of fire element to the glyph was far harder than the first round of life cultivation, but fell short of the difficulty of breaking through a tertiary attribute threshold. If he had to guess, it felt like the 5th or 6th round of cultivation. That was because instead of moving the essence of the element in a long tether, he was forced to move the elemental mote en masse. The entire flicking mote of fire moved out of the darkness at once, fighting his will the entire way. Thankfully, his skill came to the rescue once more. After it had moved a certain distance, he was able to wrap his mana thread around the mote like a lasso. After that, moving the candle flame was easy. Thankfully, his mana thread skill was now level 4, so he was able to manipulate the mote out of the darkness faster, shortening the amount of time his mind was under strain. Between his experience over the last day in the Cave of Whispers and mana threads leveling up, the increased resistance was still within his capabilities. Finn concentrated and moved the first mote of fire element into the specified spot on the glyph. Once there, it felt like he had to mentally strain to push the mote through an invisible membrane. Focusing, he both pushed with his mind and pulled with his mana threads. With a sensation of release, the membrane was pierced, and the flickering flame locked into place, turning into a round jewel of the same color.
Success!
He started moving the second mote of fire element. Sadly, and predictably, the difficulty increased notably. If the first felt like the 6th round before crossing the threshold, this felt more like the 8th. It was within his capabilities, despite the extra strain. In just another second, it would be in the right spot. A heavy thud against the door rocked his body out of place and completely made him lose his concentration. He even fell out of his cave of whispers. Looking up, his stomach dropped. The top left side of the door, including one of the ruined EM locks, had ripped free from the wall. All that held the door in place was 3 vertical EM locks and the bottom 2 hinges. Finn was forced to make a split-second decision that he really, really didn't like. The concentration needed to use the elemental splinter technique was within his capabilities, but not if his body was being jostled by "I am Klaus" slamming his big, dumb body against the door, which meant Finn needed to sit away from the door if he had any hope of making this thing, which meant he'd have no idea what was happening while his consciousness was in the Cave of Whispers. He'd already discovered that his sense of touch remained in contact with the real world, but all of his other senses could only experience what was happening in the darkness of the cavern.
There would be no way to know if they busted in or even if they were standing right over him. Finn smiled. I'm screwed either way. Let's go for broke. He had no idea what an elemental splinter would do, but it was all he had to work with in these last minutes of freedom. Finn scooted back from the door. Closing his eyes, he re-entered the cavern. Looking up, he breathed out in relief. It looked like the disruption hadn't wasted any of his elemental motes. 4 candle flames and 6 golden balls floated around him. Both the fire mote he'd been working on and the one he'd already put in place had snapped back into the dark of the cave. Focusing, he quickly grabbed a fire element. Not allowing even an iota of distraction, he pushed it into place. The second followed after, and the third was in place a few seconds later. When he attempted to grab the fourth, he was pushed almost to his limit. It took just as much mental energy and concentration as he'd needed to do the last round of cultivation before crossing the second threshold, if not more. His mind strained, making it feel like he was splitting his focus. Finn may as well have been trying to multiply 43 and 17 while balancing on top of a large ball. A moment's distraction would make him lose his progress or fail completely. With much effort, the fourth fire mote snapped into place. And nothing happened. Damn it! Finn cursed. He'd known all along that the glyph had 8 spots on it, but he was hoping the 4 motes of fire element would have done something, anything, anything that could help him get the hell out of here. There wasn't another option now. He'd need to add life as well. Finn reached out with both his mind and mana threads and pulled a glowing golden ball into the 5th position. That had been the plan, anyway. The moment he tried to snap a golden sphere into the 5 spot, the entire crystal rod flashed ominously. All Finn could do was blink before all 4 fire motes and the life ball he'd just manipulated shot back into the darkness. An echoing wave of force shot towards Finn and knocked him out of the circle of light. The Cave of Whispers disappeared. Finn found himself back in the supply closet. Then he vomited blood. You have suffered a backlash from inappropriate usage of life and fire elements. -3 HP. Remaining HP. 19 of 58.
Gah!
Finn shouted, clawing the fingers of one hand onto his chest. Was he having a heart attack? Another slam shook the door. Finn's eyes popped open just in time to see the corner with the detached hinge dip inward further. A screw fell out of the middle hinge. His protection wouldn't last much longer. A second agonizing cough racked Finn's body, making him spit blood onto the floor yet again. He heaved out a labored breath, feeling the pain in his chest.
Yeah,
he panted.
I think I broke something.
Another slam against the door was accompanied by another,
I am Klaus,
and the metal slab, his only shield against a painful death, bowed inward even more. He didn't have time to feel pain. Slamming a fist into the ground, Finn forced himself to settle his mind.
Think,
he commanded himself.
Work the problem. What just happened?
Closing his eyes, he re-entered the cave. He didn't immediately try to throw more fire or life elements back into the glyph. Instead, he just made sure the orange flames and gold balls were still waiting. Seeing that all 10 were all accounted for, he tried to remember what had happened. Adding the life element had actually felt easier than adding the 4th mote of fire to the glyph. That had been until he'd snapped the golden ball in place. Then something had happened. Finn closed his eyes inside the cave, removed all possible stimuli so that he could focus on the memory. He'd felt something strange for just a second before the glyph had flashed. A vibration? Yes, that was it. Adding the life element had caused some sort of instability with the 4 motes of fire element he'd already added. That is what had caused the glyph formation to fail. Finn opened his eyes. What had the prompt said? An inappropriate usage of life and fire elements? Didn't that mean there was an appropriate usage? One interpretation of inappropriate could mean that life and fire weren't supposed to be combined into a single glyph. But Finn decided not to believe that. Mostly because if he did ascribe to that belief, he'd be screwed. Always best to choose an interpretation of reality that benefited you. At least, that's what an ex had told him.
Maybe it's about the order you add them,
Finn murmured. Wasting no more time, and trying not to think about Klaus knocking down the door in the real world, Finn summoned the clear rod of the glyph once more. He snapped a fire element into place. Next, he switched to life. With a smile on his face, he realized that adding the life element second took less focus than adding two fires back to back. Instead of the difficulty increasing by two rounds of cultivation, it had instead increased by about one in change. Finn smiled maniacally. He was onto something.